question was asked in Halakha regarding the laws of Hatmana, the laws of insulating foods, which is a restriction that not only applies on Shabbat itself, but applies also on Erev Shabbat as well, that there are certain restrictions that you're not allowed to insulate your pots on Erev Shabbat with an insulation that adds heat and brings heat to the food. So the question is, sometimes the people make a hamin. They put, let's say, in a crock pot, they put different meat and different spices, etc., potatoes, and they want to take a food bag, that they call it, and fill it with rice, let's say, and maybe meat or whatever it is, and also stick it into the crock pot. So it's not actually in the pot itself, it's in a bag that's in the pot, and it cooks separately. So the question is that food bag considered hatmana? Is that considered you're insulating it in the bag and you're putting it on a heat source and therefore you're causing it to get hot? Is that a problem of hatmana or not? La halakha, it is permissible to put the rice or the food in this food bag that they call it and place it into the hamin so it can stay warm. You could do that on Erev Shabbat and there is no problem of hatmana, based on a fact that says there is no hatmana in a food within a food. Hatmana means you take, let's say, garments and you insulate the pot with a certain type of fabric or something. But to put food and insulate it in other food is not considered hatmana, even though you might argue and say, yeah, but this is not food within food. This is in a bag. And therefore, you're insulating it in a bag. But the purpose of putting the bag is not to insulate the food, to make it hot. You're putting the bag there so the rice doesn't get mixed up in the hamin, because you want to keep it separate. You don't want it to get all mixed up. So therefore, the halakha, chamavadya, is posek. There is no problem of hatmana regarding placing food in a bag within the hamin. This is also the opinion of Acham ben Tzion, Alav HaShalom, and Oder Tzion. And it seems this was the opinion also of the Chazon Ish. Even though there are poskim like the Menuchat Ahavah, Rabbi Moshe HaLevi, that argues and wants to be mahmir on this, lalacha, there is room to be lenient to insulate foods within a separate bag and place them into the hamin before Shabbat. Especially according to the opinion of the Ramban, that since the actual heat source is not actually touching the pot itself, especially in the crock pot, there is a separation, there's airspace between the mechanisms and the actual pot itself. So therefore he holds that there is no din of hatmana in such a case, only when the heat source is actually mamash touching the pot itself. So there's room to be mekil in any event of hatmana problem. So therefore halakha, this case would be mutar.